This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Now, we had a very mild November. That came to a sudden and abrupt end on Sunday. The Ann Arbor area had about 8 inches of snow. The schools all closed on Monday. Now, winter doesn't officially start until the 21st of the month, but Sunday storm announced that the season is upon us. What will we experience this winter? What are the causes of the weather headed our way? Our guest this morning is Dr. Richard Rood. Dr. Rood is a professor of climate and space sciences at the University of Michigan. He's been published extensively on the interplay between climate and weather and is well-versed in a number of the issues that help determine and shape our seasonal weather. Dr. Rood, thank you for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
You're welcome, and thank you for inviting me.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center has forecast that this winter is going to present more precipitation than last year, and it's going to be a mix. If the forecast holds true, we're going to get a bit of everything. Periods of warmer temperatures, periods of colder temperatures, periods of rain, periods of snow, mixed precipitation. Some assume that climate change is at fault. Others will go to the old standby. It's just winter, and winter happens. Dr. Rood, have you done any modeling on this winter's forecast?
I have not personally done any modeling, but I have been looking at the models that NOAA provides and been trying to understand them in terms of large-scale weather patterns such as El Niño and La Niña. One of the things that helps to determine the forecast this coming winter is the fact that there's sort of a weak La Niña that has formed out in the Pacific Ocean, and that means that the eastern Pacific is a little bit cooler than average. And we have these sort of patterns that are associated with that larger global pattern. And in the case of Michigan, it tends to be a little bit wetter. The temperatures tend to be normal to a little bit cooler, but it's not a very strong signal, and Michigan City is a place where there's a lot of variability and uncertainty.
When it comes to factoring in how our winters are going to be shaped, isn't something like La Niña a rather minor player in the determining factors?
Absolutely. One of the things that we see in terms of climate change already in Michigan is that the winters are getting quite a bit warmer than they used to be, faster than perhaps we anticipated it would 10 years ago.
How much does the massive ice melt in the Arctic have to do with the winter factors here in Michigan and determining how our season is going to play out?
It's still an open question. There's some evidence, and there's some very interesting evidence, that the loss of sea ice, because of the large changes it does to the surface, is causing weather patterns in the United States and Canada, in the continental United States in particular, to move more slowly. And a consequence of that is, since they move more slowly, they tend to have more extreme, say, precipitation associated with them. It's still an open scientific question, but I would say there's a lot of evidence that the changes in the Arctic are indeed having influence at the lower latitudes.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and our esteemed guest this morning is Dr. Richard Rood. Dr. Rood is a professor of climate and space sciences at the University of Michigan. Let's explore another of the contributing factors to the seasonal weather, and the phrase we've heard most often over the past few years is polar vortex. Is that a major contributing factor to the kind of season we have in Michigan?
The answer is yes. The polar vortex, and it's related to an idea that meteorologists often call the Arctic Oscillation, is a phenomenon where in the winter it still gets very cold at the pole because the sun goes down. And what happens is it gets cold, a river of air forms around that cold pool, we'll call it, and it sort of isolates that cold pool. You can, you know, imagine a stream with some sort of turning vortex in it, and you know that leaves and things don't go into the middle of that vortex. So you get this isolated pool of cold air. And that's been true, you know, for as long as we've studied the weather. And one of the factors that make it very cold in Michigan is when that pool of cold air is pushed towards Michigan. And one of the things that might be, again, related to that loss of sea ice is that the warm air, say over in the Pacific region, that is pushing towards the pole displaces that air towards Michigan. And that's the sort of phenomenon that causes a sort of abrupt onset of winter that we're experiencing right now, this Arctic air. One of the things to actually look at with that is what's going on over the pole, because if the cold air that's normally up north is down over Michigan, if there is also a lot of warm air over the pole, that's one indication of this sort of variability of the vortex being pushed off the pole. And if you look over the North Pole for the last few weeks, it's been extraordinarily warm.
Now, you mentioned that this is something that for as long as we've been tracking weather, it has been a part of determining weather. So, historically speaking, are our winters changing, or is this just part of a natural cycle of weather patterns?
If we look over the last 50 years or so, our winters are definitively changing. They're getting warmer. The warm of global warming does not all occur evenly over the years or evenly over space. And so in a place like Michigan, the biggest impact has been, in fact, in winter, where you see warmer, and you're seeing the precipitation patterns change as well. You're also in Michigan seeing very different snow melt cycles during the winter, you know, where we have these snowstorms that have been followed by some warm weather that melts and causes sometimes local flooding during the winter.
How will even further small changes in our global temperature impact seasonal precipitation, and will the precipitation events become more and more severe?
Well, right now we're seeing a very large trend of we are seeing more of our precipitation in strong, severe events. And we anticipate that that will continue to be the case because when the atmosphere is warmer and when the land surface is warmer, evaporation is stronger and the amount of water that's available for precipitation is larger. So we actually expect the precipitation events, the amount of precipitation that occurs in extreme events to be getting even greater. To complicate that, of course, is as it gets warmer, there's more evaporation, so there can be some drying of the land, but that's a pretty complicated situation that needs to be considered on a local basis on what the actual water budget in any particular area is.
As our time runs short together, Dr. Root, give me your best guess. When we look back on this coming winter, what will we have experienced?
Well, I think this winter we will see a couple of these sort of cold air outbreaks. I do not think that we're going to see, say, the persistent cold air that we saw two or three winters ago when there was strong freezing over Lake Superior and Lake Michigan. And, you know, my best guess right now is that it's going to be a little bit on the wet side. And given where the jet stream is projected to be, I think that the idea of the temperature sort of flopping between warm and cool periods is likely. So my personal feeling, you know, my interpretation, what I would bet on, it would be, you know, something like a fairly mild winter with some periods of rain and snow, just like Noah said.
Right. Now, longer term, have we passed the tipping point? Is climate change going to continue to dramatically impact our seasons and the manner in which we get our precipitation? Or can we kind of turn back the clock over time?
We're not going to turn back the clock over time in your lifetime, in my lifetime, in our children and grandchildren's lifetime. If we're going to go backwards to a climate of, say, our youth or my youth, we're going to have to figure out how to remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and to do other sorts of ways of managing the gases and the land use changes that are causing climate change.
That is Dr. Richard Rood, Professor of Climate and Space Sciences at the University of Michigan. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU.